halfway through chapter 96 of section 6.2 here. And if you haven't watched the previous two videos, then it might be a good idea to do so, because this won't make much sense. There's no guarantee that it will make sense after having watched them, but who knows. I was trying to unearth a feeling in the previous video, a feeling that you have, and it's a feeling of your own immortality. But it's not your immortality, it's the immortality of your awareness. Your awareness does not change, your consciousness does not change. I say your awareness and your consciousness, but we must be careful with this language, because it's not yours, because it's the same as mine. That consciousness is of the same nature. Just as we share the same space, we exist in the same space, we can say it's the space around planet Earth, or the universal space, we all exist in that space. We all exist in the same awareness. That awareness identifies with certain notions, certain colorations, depending on its location in space. But these identifications are what we're going beyond, and just looking at the pure awareness. And you can get a sense of that pure awareness if you are in touch with that sense of indestructibility, which is inherent in awareness. Awareness cannot be destroyed. So it's not your indestructibility, it's not your immortality. It's the indestructibility and immortality of awareness. So we need to be quite careful to get this the right way around. We must be quite careful to distinguish between our notions and the reality in which these notions arise. When one realizes I am pure consciousness, he is unconcerned with life or death, pleasure or pain. Fie on that wretch in whom this realization has not arisen or has ceased. In the previous paragraph, we were told that you might as well be a corpse. If you're not aware of this feeling, of this realization, if you're not in touch with your own awareness and realizing the nature of that awareness, then you're living a very impoverished life. And it's important to point out here that this realization can also cease. Certain people believe that once realized, that's it. Once you've touched your absolute nature, that's it forever. This is the beginning of spiritual practice, or what I prefer to call enlightenment practice. Realization comes and goes all the time. Sometimes you've got to make an effort, and sometimes it's effortless. One who realizes I am pure experiencing or consciousness is unaffected by any calamity. This is all there is. There's pure experiencing. A stream of experiencing. Or we can talk about consciousness, because without consciousness there is no stream of experiencing. But there's always the stream of experiencing. There is always consciousness. It's unaffected by any calamity, because this is awareness. When you're aware of something, that awareness does not change. It's like a television set. Is a television set going to change depending on what is shown on it? If the most awful news is shown on it of a disaster involving the deaths of thousands of people, is the television going to change as a result of this bad news? It's like the newsreader, I guess, because we can say, well, of course the television isn't going to change, because the television is not sentient. So rather it's like the newsreader, the professional newsreader. They have to deliver the news in a way which is clear and concise, no matter how emotionally disturbing the news might be. The newsreader will deliver the news, no matter what its content. He is not affected by mental distress or psychological illness. if you're in touch and identifying with the nature of your own awareness, then this is the case. Because you're no longer identifying with the notions that give rise to mental and psychological illness. When one feels, "I am the body," he forfeits strength and wisdom. He who realizes, "I am pure consciousness," gains them. This is a dynamic of enlightenment practice. You move beyond the notions embedded in our consensus reality to the truth of your own identity, realization of the truth of your own identity, the truth of your own nature as awareness. He who realizes, "I am pure consciousness," gains them, gains strength and wisdom. The latter is not subjected to greed, delusion or vanity. Alas, how foolish are they who wail, "We shall die," when thinking of the death of the body. When one rests in the knowledge, "I am consciousness," he feels a blow from the most powerful weapon as if it were the touch of a flower. So enlightenment practice is coming back to this awareness again and again. If consciousness can die, then people die all the time. Please tell me, how is it that you have not died already? But come back to this feeling. Come back to this feeling that I was pointing out last time. This feeling that you're immortal, which is really the immortality of consciousness. People die. You say, "Well, people are dying all the time." But somehow you feel, "That's got nothing to do with me. That's got nothing to do with me." And then you'll be told that that feeling is erroneous, because you're not different from everybody else. This is strong stuff. Stop putting yourself out there. Come back to here. Come back to where you are. And stop transplanting your reality with notions of reality. If your consciousness could die, then why is it alive right now? The consciousness within which you arose can never die. Nothing dies.